You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
How much should you expect to pay for your church website? In this video, we're going to talk about church website fees and the expenses that you should expect to pay every month. Hey everybody, my name is Joshua Riggs. I'm the creator of worshipresources.church. I help you discover and learn how to use quality resources to make your church better. If you haven't yet, be sure to like this video and subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any of the content we produce. So this is the fifth video in a six-part series all about church websites. So if you haven't seen the other videos, I encourage you to go back and watch them. In this video, we're going to talk about how much you should expect to pay for a website. How much is it going to cost? So there are a few things you need to keep in mind as it relates to how much your website is going to cost. First of all, it depends. There are a lot of factors in a website. It depends on your CMS, content management system. It depends on your hosting. It depends on what type of themes or plugins you use. It depends on the features you have on the site as well. So I'm going to try to break it down as best I can for you in this video. The first thing you need to know is that you need to budget for your website. If it's not a part of your budget, of your church budget, it needs to be. And it doesn't have to be its own line item. Maybe it can fall under communication or even outreach, but your church website needs to be a part of your budget. And generally, after the site is built, you should budget between $15 and $100 a month for your website. There are some other factors involved in that, which we'll try to get into in this video. Now, the reason I say you should budget for it is because if you don't budget for it, if you don't have any money to spend on it, it's not going to be very good, and it's not going to represent you as a church very well. In fact, for a lot of people, if you don't exist online, if you don't have a website, then you don't exist. So if maybe you're still on the fence about whether or not you should have a website or not. I hope that after watching these videos, you're convinced you do need a website and it will help you to reach new people, have new people come to your church and be a part of your church family. So when it comes to looking at church websites and website options, I want to encourage you to avoid the free options. Now, every now and then, especially if you start searching for websites, you will see these ads come up where you can get a free website or build your free website or 100% free website. Now, you get what you pay for in most circumstances, and this is also true with websites. So if you use a free website builder, just expect to get what you pay for. It's gonna look cheap, probably. It's probably gonna have some sort of advertisements on the site. You don't want that for your church website. And it's also going to be very limited in its functionality. So I would encourage you to just avoid the free website options. They usually are not worth it. So if you avoid the free option, there really are two options when it comes to building a site. You can build it yourself using one of the all-in-one platforms or all-in-one CMSs like Tithely or Subsplash or Nucleus or even WordPress. You can build it yourself. Or you can pay someone to build it for you on one of those platforms that you choose. Okay, so if you build the site yourself, if you're willing to put in the time and learn how to build your own website, you can expect to pay between $15 and $100 a month. Again, there are several variables involved. $15 is if you build it on WordPress and you're just paying for hosting. It's going to be, your hosting is going to be about between $15 and $30 a month. If you build it on a different CMS other than WordPress, like Tithely or Subsplash, you can expect to pay around $100 a month for that. The pros of if you build it yourself are that it's going to be less expensive, and you learn some new skills along the way. The cons are it's going to take longer than you expect. If you're doing it yourself and you're having to learn as you go, it's going to take a long time to build the site. And also, there's a possibility of you breaking the site or just getting so frustrated that you have to call in reinforcements. Now, if you pay someone to build a website for you, you can expect to pay between $500 and a few thousand dollars, depending on the functionality and depending on what you're looking for. The pros of having someone else build it for you are that you can have a great looking site that works great, something you're proud of. It can usually get done a little faster. The cons are it's going to be more expensive. So it really depends on your budget. You've got to decide on how much you're willing to spend. But either way, if you have it built yourself, or if you build it yourself, or you have someone build it for you, you still are going to have those monthly costs. The monthly cost between, again, $15 and $100 a month. And you also have the yearly cost of your domain name. Your domain name, we talked about that in the second video, so if you needed more information about that, go back and watch that. But your domain name cost is going to be between $15 and $30 a year. So it's not too expensive, but you do need to budget for it. Now, here are a few tips as it relates to the cost or the extra fees for your website. First of all, if you're building it yourself, make sure you know about the cost for plugins or themes or add-ons. A lot of times, if you add functionality to the site, you also are adding cost to the site. So make sure you understand all that your CMS can do or what it can't do, and if there are going to be additional fees. For instance, some CMSs charge extra for sermons. So if you add sermons to your website, you have to pay an additional fee each month. Or some charge additional for online giving, or if you add groups or Sunday school, or if you add events. So you just need to be aware of all the fees involved. Also pay attention to like plugins and themes, because you can spend some extra money on those. And it's okay to spend money on those. Just know that upfront, you might have some additional cost as it relates to building your website or even maintaining your website. Now, you may be asking, how long will this website last? Because every time you change the website, obviously you're going to have some additional expenses incurred. As a general rule, I recommend to refresh your website once every 3 years. So once every 3 years, at least your homepage, you're going to give it a brand new look, a brand new feel, to keep it current, to keep it fresh. So you can expect once every 3 years to budget additional money towards your website. So you'll have your ongoing monthly costs, but then once every 3 years, you'll have some additional money that's needed to update or refresh your site. So that is kind of a general overview of the fees that you can expect to pay. Again, you should budget between $15 and $100 a month, depending on what CMS you decide on. If you need more information on that, be sure to go back to the second video and watch that. We'll put a link in the description below to that video. Okay, to recap, first of all, you need to budget for your website. If you want it to be good, you've got to spend some money on it. So just go ahead and put it in your budget. You should budget between $15 and $100 a month, depending on what CMS you decide on. If you pay someone to build the site, it's going to be a couple of $1,000s. If you do it yourself, you can save some money, but it's going to take longer. And the last reminder is, once every 3 years, you should anticipate updating or refreshing your website. Okay, this is part 5 in a 6-part series all about church websites. In the last video, we're going to talk about all of the extra things, the things that I haven't talked about yet, the things that you need to at least be aware of when it comes to building a website, maintaining a great church website. So stay tuned for video 6. Be sure to like this video, subscribe to this channel, and we'll see you next time.